love I can't let go. I'm feeling higher than the most high. All eyes on us when we roll. I'm your queen, you my hero. Where my west side girls at?
Where y'all?
Where my east side riders at?
Where they at?
Where my south side gangsters at?
Where y'all?
Go. Hey, that's somebody calling right now. See, I got Brian on the go. Go, Brian. Global Street Wave. We already on the go, as you know. Somebody's trying to probably get the security gate. Another great show, y'all. We at the MorrisMediaLive.com. Y'all can check us out on the gang of Facebook's lives and all that good stuff. You know, I got a special brother here today. He's been supporting, man, sending me money. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be having me and send y'all money, sisters. Well, I do, too. I'm just playing. I got a brother, Jason Spears. He's a great Bossy supporter. He be buying Bossy shirts and all that. So he in here to represent. Flew out here just for the day. Come in and do the show. So I'm going to give a hand clap to my man, Jason. You on the very... See, I ain't going to make you wait to be known and seen. We're going to get Brian back. See, it's good I had you. I might need to let him just be my assistant for the day and answer the phone. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, you guys, we have some guests coming in. I will mention the guests as they come in. Okay? Other than that, y'all going to hear Bossy with our bomb topic to get today. So what I need y'all to do is call in 323-293-3375. And that's, again, 323. Let me slow down, y'all. 323-293-3375. There it go on the screen for you. We have a call in supposedly today with Havoc and Phil. So we'll see. I'm not gonna mention my guest yet, but we should have Havoc calling in today. If y'all know about that South Central Cartels, you know what I'm saying? Also, today we're going to be talking about the law of attraction. That's actually the topic. Okay. Do me a favor. Can you get up and tell Brian and get out of that hallway talking loud? Thank you while I'm live. Thank you. You see what I gotta go through, y'all? Brian, you are too loud in that hallway talking on the phone. So you sat until I bring you back in and you chill. That's what he on. Brian on punishment, y'all. You set that ass to that phone. That's what you do. So right now today, y'all, Brian ain't going to probably get his words from the wise. He's going to be on punishment for talking loud in the hallway. You know what I'm saying? This is school, Jason. Get up into that microphone for you get out of line. I'm going to kick you up. Get that up, set up. You got a girlfriend or a woman or wife at home?
Nope. Same.
You ain't been getting none? Do you get some while you single?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm about to tell him. Talking the dang on mic. That's the whole point.
Yes.
I'm asking, do you get some while you single?
Yes.
All right. I need that mic to be your coochie, your titty, whatever you like on a woman's body, her eyes, her nose. You need to talk in my microphone, okay?
Okay.
All right. See how I'm doing what I'm doing? Follow the leader. See how Bossy got to boss people around before the show? So anyways, y'all, what we're going to do is we got a word for the day. I got a word for the day. I need you to live this word out for me, too, because the type of person I am, you're going to have to be this type of person and have this type of love. Okay? And don't get all nasty and horny because it ain't that type of love. All right? Jason looking at me like I'm crazy. Wake up, Jason. Mm-hmm. Jason off that 420, y'all. So my word today, you guys, is called E-R-O-S. E-R-O-S. Eros. Eros. And basically, it's a passionate and intense love. Oh, no, my bad. This is not the one I want you to have. I'm reading a different one. I changed my word. The other one was an unconditional. It's four types of love before I keep going. And the other one was like an unconditional love. That's the agape love. I forgot I switched it up. This was on some sensual stuff, so I don't want you to have this love, Jason, unless you're going to pay me for it. So, again, the word is E-R-O-S, you guys. Look it up on Google. Bossy just trying to get y'all some enlightenment for the day. So I'm giving you a word for the day. The word for the day, it means a passionate and intense love that arouses romantic feelings. It is the kind that often triggers high feelings in a new relationship and makes you say, I love him or her. Who be saying I love him or her and be meaning it? Because some of y'all don't be meaning it. So basically, I ain't going to get like, well, I guess I'll read the rest of it. Although this romantic love is important, in the beginning of the new relationship, it may not last unless it moves as a, what? Unless, well, no, by the way. It may not last unless it moves and not change. Damn, y'all. Basically, if the person in love does not feel good about the relationship, then basically the love ain't strong with the partner. So, moral of the story is what I was trying to say. I got a little caught up, y'all. I got hot talking about that love stuff. I must have been trying to feel that. What I'm trying to say is basically, in order to continue to love someone romantically and all that good stuff, are you looking at me?
Mm-hmm.
You both have to give it. You know what I'm saying? That fire sometimes you have in the beginning, it dies out and it's not there no more. So this type of passionate love, you got to keep. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's what I was trying to say, y'all. So if we both passionate, then that's what we can do. So we got a caller. Thank God. Now I can shut up, y'all, because I'm off balance from this doggone phone ringing. Caller, thank you for helping me out. Global Streetway, what's your name and what city are you calling from?
Oh, this is Havoc.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry, headphones. Hold on, Havoc. Hold on, Pookie. That's what I'm talking about. You better call in. Got the call in already on and out the way. How you doing, Havoc?
I'm hanging on in there. What's up with you?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to hear from you. I'm glad you called. Is Phil on the line?
He's not yet. He should be calling in any minute.
Okay. Are you guys going to call in separate?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, I thought you were going to do like a three-way, you know what I'm saying? Why am I throwing the west side for the three-way?
I'm talking to my homegirl by herself.
Well, listen to this. I want you now, right now, you guys. I had a guest that was doing a call-in. I would like for you to introduce to the world right now who you are, because you are a G in the game. Westside?
All right. Well, this is Havoc. Everybody know me as Havoc the Mouthpiece. I'm one of the original members of the West Coast group, South Central Cartel. I've been doing this pretty much, you know, since, you know, the mid-80s, and, you know, we was the first West Coast group to sign the Def Jam.
Wow.
You know, we was on major soundtracks, the show soundtrack, Tales from the Hood, LV won a Grammy with Coolio on Gangsta's Paradise.
I just seen LV out there at the summer kickoff concert.
Yeah.
Yeah, finish going.
You know, I'm pretty much had a deal with Russ Regan, one of the two men who sold 1 billion records. With our first deal through Quality Pump and my label, GWK Records. You know, Prodigy pretty much put the group together and was the genius behind the sound and the, you know, the music. I was pretty much, you know, did the pushing, you know, out here doing the leg work.
You were the mouthpiece.
You know, we made a great team. That's when we, you know, we had the Havoc and Prodigy record as well.
Okay.
We the original Havoc and Prodigy. You know, me, myself, I've been around music my whole life. You know, my father's in the Music Hall of Fame. Sung in the group The Shylights. You know, number one hits Have You Seen an Old Girl? And, you know, Write a Letter. And so I've pretty much been around music my whole life. And you know,
that legendary blood.
It's exciting.
Shylights.
You know, back doing it again and trying to, you know, adapt to the, you know, 21st century of digital entertainment. And
okay.
Pretty much is looking good. I'm blessed.
And I see you have a young brother. You had a bunch of beautiful sisters you were working with. You got a young brother that's Phil. Now, before we get him on the line and he calls in, of course, he's going to let the world know who he is. But is that an artist that you're working with right now?
Oh, yes, Phil Johnson is an artist out of Wisconsin. I just started working with him about 1.5 months ago.
Okay.
He's an extraordinary talent. He reminds me of like a Usher, a Chris Brown, and a Weeknd role in one.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
he's a good combo, good trio.
He does his own music. Actually, he'll be out here next week in Vegas for a few days again. We got some stuff going on. We probably wind up shooting to L.A. and, you know, just getting him out there and trying to get his talents, you know, recognized. And he's definitely the new prince of R&B. And when I'm done with him, he's going to be the king of R&B.
Hey, that's right. That's right. Definitely. You know what? You sent me his bio. You didn't send on music, Havoc. So it doesn't matter because I'm going to have plenty of shows, of course.
Right.
And I make sure I, you know, play his music. I like to use different tracks for commercial breaks besides all of Bossy's music because, you know, I'm going to play mine.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so I don't want to wear the people out with Bossy. Give him something different. So definitely make sure you send me something up because, you know, I can play it on the show. I appreciate that. Is this something that you specifically working on right now that people need to know about? They need to go out and look for, you know, let people know where to find you at and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I got a catalog of music. You know, I got the whole Game Changers GWK catalog.
Okay.
You know, starting with, you know, I got the South Central Cartel album, Concrete Jungle. You can pick that up or stream it. You got Droop's record, Project Game Changer.
Okay.
I got Shaquilla. She's an original early female rapper. Got an album called Gangsters from the Bay. I got Young Murder Squad, How We Living, Havoc and Prodigy. We got an album called Truths Never Stop. That's
now, is this all new current music, Havoc? Is this stuff all new that you're talking about?
Yes, all
okay.
This stuff I just
awesome.
Released.
Okay, is it on iTunes or where do they find it?
And basically, you know, I got the Go Hard movie, docufilm soundtrack.
Yes, you do.
And then I got Back to the Streets Volume 1 and 2.
Okay.
You know, just you know, I pretty much got a lot of great music, and the artists that I'm working with, like you just said, is Phil Johnson. and I'm pretty much just building up, you know, my catalog to the new era.
Okay, that's right.
You know, making adjustments to how the game is now.
And you know what I was asking while you were talking? I apologize for that. I like cutting people off. I was asking you the music. Now, are they able to find this on iTunes and Amazon?
I'm from iTunes to Tidal to Amazon.
Spotify, all that.
Google Play.
Okay.
You name it, I'm on everything. Ingrooves is the number one digital distributor in the game, and that's whom I deal with. So my music is pretty much everywhere, pretty much more than everybody else's music, because Ingrooves got more digital distributors.
That's right. Well, you know what I wanted to do is ask you a question. Not a question, ask you to do something for me. A lot of people say the game is to be sold, not told, but we ain't no pimps over here. I come from the dope dealing. No, I'm just playing, y'all. But real talk, what I want you to do, Havoc, because you are always inspiring me on the phone. You know, when we're on the phone, I don't cut you off. I'll be listening to you, you know what I'm saying? But is this something that you can say, you know, not just to the young artists, just to everybody that's doing whatever they're doing. You do movies, you do music, you work with artists, you know, male, female. So what could you say just to the people to keep them encouraged as far as what they're doing? What could you say to these people?
Well, the first and foremost about anything that you're doing in this music is you got to have belief.
Yes.
You got to have belief in yourself and having someone who has the same belief in you. Because
yes.
Every artist needs someone to believe in them and be their, their agent or their manager, you know. So what I try to tell everybody is get good representation. And when you do get good representation, also be extremely involved in everything that you're taking part of in your career.
That's right.
You know, just don't believe in your great representation. You know, take incentive to go learn yourself so that you know when your manager tells you something, you can understand what he's telling you.
That's right.
Instead of just going on what someone's telling you.
That's right. And then putting all your faith and hope in them when you can get somebody else to do the same thing and even better, right?
Absolutely.
Some just, people, what you say?
You got to know your strong point. And
that's
if you're
right.
If it's not your strong point being a manager, then you need someone that can focus on that.
That's right.
Because being an artist, you need to concentrate on perfecting your craft, perfecting your presentation, and perfecting your image so that, you know, you can be on point with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
And also adjust to how the game is today. You know, the 21st century of digital music is a streaming business now.
Yes, yes it is.
Your music to what streaming is today, you already 95% in failure mode.
Yes, yes, yeah, I finally put me one up. Well, what I want to do, Havoc, I want to have you guys come in and then we can talk all day.
Okay.
Other than that, you got to get off my phone. I got 25 people on hold. I'm just lying, trying to act like my phone popping.
I'll be in L.A. next weekend.
Okay.
So I'll hit you up when I get ready to head out that way, and we can pre-record some stuff or whatever you want to do, and make it happen.
And then one last thing before we go. Tell everybody where they can find you at.
You can find me everywhere, everything. You can find me under my real name, Carrie, C-A-R-Y, Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N, or under Game Changer, and it's spelled the unique way, GAIMCHNG3R. Once again, GAIMCHNG3R. Game Changer everywhere. If you own it, I'm on it.
That's right.
Put that name in there, and I guarantee you I'm on there.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know where I'm at right now is, you know, the poet is, and Mr. Morris, you know the poet is.
Yeah, they built a little studio over there.
No, it's a big studio. It's a big studio. It's a big studio.
Well, I'm just saying when she was building it, I was speaking to her when they was actually building it.
That's where I'm at.
And I've been knowing the Porters for over close to 30 years, or a little over 30 years.
I know. I was using her name like she was Tupac and Michael Jackson out there at the kick-up. I was like, hey, you know, look, all the OGs, like, you know the Porters, right? I'm at her studio. They're like, oh, yeah.
You
got to say something to make people familiar, you know what I'm saying?
Family, I love her.
I know it. I grew up, you know what I'm saying? In my younger days, even though we still
even
young.
For her rapping days, she was a beast.
She's one of the artists I looked up to. I never told her that and kissed her butt and praised her feet. But she actually is, because she was very poetic and positive, and it went all like cussing, and you know what I'm saying? So I used to write poetry before I started cussing and stuff. And
yeah, she was up there around with the girls that was putting it down with JJ Bass.
Yes.
And pretty much all of the early
the
West Coast pioneers.
There you go.
Is right there with them with, you know, Sugar T and Conscious Daughters.
All that. And speaking of them, I actually have a commercial, so keep watching the show. I'm going to play a commercial break. Actually, when I get off the phone with you, I'm going to play a commercial break. So, you know, Portis, it's going to be from the summer kickoff concert. And I have, I got some of, it's just really some of the drops. It's really from my drops. But I got to meet JJ Fad, then with some great sisters, interview Sugar T. She's going to be on this, what I'm about to play. But
Yeah, and I seen it. And I seen it.
Exactly. So I appreciate you calling in. Definitely appreciate you. You guys, y'all check Havoc out. South Central Cartels, man, he's definitely a brother, definitely a leader out here doing what he's doing. He's definitely intelligent and gamed on the industry because he's been a lot of times we've talked to me back a few years ago when I had my, remember I had my big bodyguards and stuff? Well, I still got Shannon. Salute to Shannon.
Yeah, that's, you know what I'm saying? Family.
Hey, yeah. Salute to Adam, too.
When I first met you at that concert up there, you killed
Portersville.
That stage, and I have not, you know, I've seen a lot of impressive stage performances, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years, you know what I mean, since I've been back in the game.
Yeah.
You were definitely one of the few who electrifies that stage. When you get on, your energy, your presentation, and how you command the stage is just remarkable. And it also shows in your radio show, and since you got into radio, you know, you can feel the same energy. And,
yes.
And you're doing a great job. I'm proud of you. And
thank you. Thank you. It's a lady part. Give me when I'm on the stage. Y'all better watch out.
Yeah.
I start spitting that knowledge. Sound like I'm about to cuss the whole stage, the whole community up. But thank you so much, baby, for calling in. I really appreciate you, Havoc.
Yes, and I appreciate you, too. And good luck and keep up the good work.
All right, darling. God bless.
All right.
All right, man. So now, you guys, we thank Havoc. Hey, our caller called in. I like when guests be on point. I got my other little beautiful sister, Kamani's in the building. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to a commercial break. We're going to come back with our artist spotlight. We have a beautiful young lady. We do a radio campaign, okay? And actually, you get to be heard on 1580 AM. It's car frequency. You get to be heard on Global Street Wave. You get to be heard on 97.7 The Blaze, which is with DJ Charlie. It's internationally syndicated. And you also get to be heard on 97.8 Push, which is out in Boston. Yeah, Boston's not playing when she say Global Street Wave is connected like Wi-Fi. So this young lady was one of those artists that invested into the small fee of $60. And hey, she's going to come on here and get special treatment. And she's actually supposed to get her track played, but I'm going to let her introduce her track. So we be back. I'm going to let y'all see what I was doing with my man Stymie Efi and Candy Cane and all them out there just in Ontario at the summer kickoff concert. So we be right back. Global Street Wave. Morris Media.
Global Street Wave out here with the legends, man. Doing what we do. Me and Simon Eby, Global Street Wave in the building, man. Y'all just stay tuned in. We're out here at the summer concert. That's Global Street Wave, Candy Cane, Contextual Magazine, One Way Magazine, all that. You're going to be that legendary, beautiful queen, still looking like she's 15. Shitty TV.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Yeah, this is the rocking the stage, hanging out with the ladies. You know, I'm a lady lover, not a lady hater, so it's great to be with the ladies. Rocking Global Street Wave, doing our thing right here. You know, rocking the stage, Sugar Tea, first lady, hashtag, Facebook.
Hey, shout out to Global Street Wave, baby. You know I fuck with them too. Shit, shout out to them motherfuckers at BZ. The first thing I said, baby, what?
They can try and fight in this edge rash. When you get up, I if it's illegal. Knock on my door, got me staring up.
Need you back on my show in a whole other spot now. Smell 400 to do the man. Hey, if y'all ain't knowing, man, shouts out to DJ Charlie number one. That's how I met Slam 400. And he don't know, but we stay back in 400 live on the show. Like, 400, you know what I'm saying? Screaming bossy, man. Gonna have Slam 400 back on the show again. Right from the street, right? You feel me? Something like that.
Hey, what up, Sports Center, man? Shout out to Global Street Wave. Don't leave that far home up, bitch.
So my big bag of be cool. No, I'ma do what I want to. Hey, call me every day on the coffee list. When it's just with the league, something to prove.
Man, just got off of the stage. If you guys want to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, it's at Brown Boy Music, M-U-Z-I-K. And we in the building right now. Shouts out to Global Streetway. You already know it.
Right quick, y'all. Scrimmage Bossy out here at the Summer Kickoff Concert. Let them know who you are, man.
That's a shout out to Global Streetway. You already know. Do your thing.
What's up, man? This is your boy, Fisher Brothers, man. I didn't know this was Global Streetway, bro. What's up, man? Hey, what's up, man? We here in the building with you, man. Shout out to the radio station, man. you know what I'm saying? Peace to ODR Radio.
Got that love, I can't let go. I'm feeling higher than the most high. All eyes on us when we roll. I'm your queen, you my hero.
Where my west side girls at?
Where y'all?
Where my east side riders at?
Where they at?
Where my south
you
side
got that love, at? I can't let go. I'm feeling higher than the most high. All eyes on us when we roll. I'm your queen, you my hero. Oh, my bad. I thought I was doing this. I had Kamani in here. I was trying to talk to my Kamani. I can sing a little bit because she a cute little girl. She going to make me look 30 more years younger. And then I can sing on some stuff with her and blow up. Okay. Hey, y'all, we have Kamani. Am I saying the right little queen?
Yes, you are.
But make sure you're talking that mic like it's a... I ain't going to tell you what it's like. Girl, you probably too young. You talking like that on here. You know, boss is crazy. I'm going to tone it down for little mama. So let's take this bracelet off because it's popping too much. Salute to my little queen over here, Miss Kamani. In the building, got a track called I Got That Dope.
Yes, yes.
I got that dope. I don't know why I said dope. That's coming from the dope gang. See, I even put it on the note. I got that dope. That's
oh,
a damn shit. Yeah, when I wrote it this morning, I was like, this little girl's why I got that dope. She talking about her, see? I'm sorry, Lord. I was delivered. I still think about, okay. So anyways, you come from the streets?
I was raised in LA, but I don't come from the streets like that.
But you was raised around like neighborhoods with drugs and crackheads. So you know what I'm talking about. Don't be acting brand new. She do come from the streets like that. Right. Other than that, she would be like, no, I was raised on the west side by the Beverly Center. You know what I'm saying? That's don't come from the streets like that. You know what I'm saying? You know about some crackheads, girl. You come from the streets like that. Okay. So anyways, little mama, this beautiful, beautiful young lady is here for an artist spotlight. And I'm going to give her a Dipland treat. We didn't even mention our sponsor, right. Dipland came.
Yummy, yummy.
Right quick.
And
I'm going to hook you up with some chocolate, girl. $2. No, I'm just playing. And then she said, oh, I'm just playing. Dipland is our sponsor, queen. And she, my God sister blesses us with the dip pretzels, chocolate. God bless you from Dipland.
Thank you.
And if you don't, just Oreo cookie dipped in chocolate. God bless you. Brian,
thank you.
Since you was obedient and let me fuss at you, here you go, Pookie. Which one you want? Pick one.
Okay, I'm going to go with this one right
there. There you go. Okay, so salute to Dipland, y'all. DIPLANDD. Check Dipland out. DIPLANDD. DIP_LANDD on Instagram. Check my God sister out, man. She got these... I know you can barely see it probably because the lights and stuff is glistening all on me. But she has these bomb dipped everything. Just go look. So back to Kimani. I had to give her a little treat.
Right.
Okay. So now, queen, I got that dough. We're not going to play the track literally yet. But since I messed it up, you know, what is that track about? What are you talking about?
Okay. Well, the track is, you know, it's definitely about making that dough.
Okay.
And, you know, getting what you know, doing what you got to do to get that dough and everything, and having fun at the same time is that type of turn up, beat and everything. So you know, it's that inspiration of getting that dough.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. And what producer? Who produced the track for you?
Bishop, Tri Bishop.
Okay,
in Atlanta.
Okay, and you're with what? You're with a label?
Yeah, an independent label, Mars Republic. Shout out to them and everything, supporting, and For You Entertainment.
There you go. I was about to say that because I was just on the phone with the sister today. I said, she only coming on for, you know, a spotlight 5 minutes. She got to give me game and dropping jewels on me. I said, you know what? I'm going to bring her back. We're going to find a topic. She's going to tell her story or something. Right. So you didn't even know that, but I'm going to bring you back on and get longer time.
Okay.
So right now, you've been doing some calls. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You've been doing some rehearsal or you've been doing a lot of shows? What have you been doing?
Well, I actually came out of a tour, out of nowhere tour, where we did six cities. It was amazing. We did Denver, Indianapolis, Chicago,
LA. Be her hype woman or something.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Real talk, because I be doing music, but I push my radio on TV more.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was looking at something, at Slim 400 when they was performing at the thing, summer kickoff, and I was like, man, I could be somebody hype woman too. You know, some people do that first. Be a little hype woman and start. I got a lot of energy.
I see it.
But besides that, keep going. Now, do you be dancing and stuff?
Yeah, I do dance.
No, you was talking about your cities. Yeah. I cut you off. Going back, Cookie. I got you, Cookie. She got 20 names.
Yeah, we did six cities and everything. Okay. They showed Mad Love. It was amazing.
And what cities was it again? I cut you off.
It was Denver, Indianapolis, Chicago, LA, and
Okay, shit. That's okay. In two more cities.
Yeah, and Texas.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you were moving. Who got you those shows? Your management?
No, I ended up coming along with another artist, Jordan Cash, and he got all upcoming artists to come along and,
that was dope. Spend like, some I'm money. Trying to jump on you as a hype woman.
Yeah, so it was a really good experience. Cool.
You spent money to perform?
Yeah.
Okay, she invested in terms. You like investing in yourself. Right.
Of course.
About.
And it was really a good experience. I got a lot of hype back.
That's right.
You know, followers and everything.
So that's the benefit. Tell the artists right now the benefit of investing into yourself. You got a lot of hype bags. And I'm sorry, Pooh. This your cameras, these three. See them right
okay,
here?
Okay.
Yeah, just look
are.
That way and you good. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, definitely invest in yourself. You're going to get a lot of income than outcome. You know, the only way up is up.
That's right. Go.
Definitely.
That's right.
So the best thing to do is income in yourself because, you know, the only person you believe in, you know, that believe in yourself is... yourself.
That's right. And that's what Havoc said. Believe in yourself. That was the first thing he said. The brother, South Central Cartels, he's an OG legend in the game. Yeah, he actually said that when I asked him to inspire the people or something.
Right.
So let people know what you have going on right now, what they need to look out for, or whatever the case may be. Let them know that right now. Let them know your social media. And we're going to go to this I Got That Dough, not I Got That Dope. Y'all dope heads and y'all dope dealers. Stop thinking about the dope. No, it's dope. I got the dope. I get the money when I sell the dope. Oh, shoot. I don't do that no more. No, I'm just playing, y'all. Go on here, little mama. Tell them what you got going on.
Okay, you guys.
No, I'm crazy. You'll realize that. As long as you laugh, we good.
My EP, Double Cup, is out on iTunes under Kahmoni, K-A-H-M-O-N-E.
And what's a Double Cup about? What's that?
It's Double Cups. I mean, you know, at the time, the first track that I did was... Double Cup, that's Double Cup, Praise God and everything. So,
Is
at the same time with sins and everything.
Like the cup flowing over? Oh, so what's a Double Cup? I ain't never heard that.
No, it's it's basically about like at the going through your lifestyle and everything, you know, what you do with double cups, you know, everything you do that's sinful.
Oh, okay, okay. Double is like double, double up or double up
yeah,
on
and at the end, it's praise God, you know? DCPG, double cup, praise God.
Okay, well, my topic today was about law of attraction. Are you familiar with the law of attraction?
Not quite, but,
well, basically, it's like what you put out, you get back.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It's kind of almost
paid for.
Like, kind of like how, but it's not on a sin note or whatever, because it's not a religious teachings. It's basically spiritual knowledge.
Okay.
But again, like God in the Bible, it says, what you do unto others come unto you, or, you know what I'm saying, speak things into existence and all that good stuff.
Okay.
So that's what the topic's about today, the law of attraction and all that good stuff. So anyways, you're going to go look that up on Google when you get back, and you're going to check that out so you can talk about that.
Okay.
And then you're going to start noticing good things. You know, sometimes things might tell you to go this way or go to this place, and then you end up probably getting something else out of going somewhere.
Yeah.
And meeting like somebody. Yes,
yeah,
like the law
things
of attraction.
Happen for a reason
there
and everything.
There you go. Being at the right place at the right time. You got it. I know you're talking about God. So spirituality, Jesus, Buddha, Allah, it don't matter what you believe in. It's all spiritual and religion, and it all got something similar things to it. So now, do we still let the people know what to be looking out for?
Yeah.
Besides, I got that dough. I cut you off.
On iTunes.
Not I got that dough. Double Cup.
Double Cup.
There you go. You was on
my
that.
My EP,
okay.
By the way. And you guys can go to my website, www.kahmoni.com, and it has my... videos of my performance in Atlanta, Clark. It has a bunch of pictures, my bio, my YouTube journey to Mars bio.
Okay.
It has a lot of stuff you guys can check out and everything. And my SoundCloud is KAHMONE_CaliBaby. And my Facebook is Kahmoni, just Kahmoni.
Okay.
Yes, Kahmoni Harris. And I wanted to actually let my fans know.
Go on ahead, talk to your fans. Go on, girl.
I want to let my fans know that we're having on my fan Facebook page, we're giving out a Whiz Pack, an MP3 backpack for, you know, fans that like and share, subscribe my page at official, KAHMONE. Kahmoni.com.
Awesome.
That was really dope.
I didn't ask you. You done got more in your little spotlight time. I like her.
My bad. No,
sorry, guests. Don't come. Let the little sister get the shine. So, now, what city are you from? I didn't ask that while I'm asking you about dope dealing and all this other crap.
I'm from LA, West LA.
Okay.
But I was born in Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. So, when did you come out here?
Before I was 1 year old.
No.
Probably
I believe it was your Instagram I was on. Are you mixed with Hawaiian or something?
No, you know what?
Or was it pictures on your Instagram?
Oh,
that
when I was
saw.
In Hawaii.
Is that what that was? You was little?
I was just visiting.
Yeah, I seeing your little cute little face in your hair.
Like a little Hawaiian baby.
Yeah, I was like wondering. Okay, never mind. I just wanted to know.
Yeah, I actually need to look at my background. You know, the little... where you get the little percentage.
Yeah, but we mix with a whole bunch. Just say everything. You know, we mix with everything. Now, do you travel a lot? Well, you do travel. That was a dumb question. She just went to six cities. Yeah, she went to six states.
You've actually been to Miami, too.
Okay.
And Atlanta. Okay. To do music.
Yeah. That's right. And you are you working with any artists that, I don't ask people who they wish they worked with. Forget all that. You can blow up on your own. But is it somebody that you're working with right now, by any chance you've been blessed to work with you, that's like somebody that's real popular? Not so much on the radio, but, you know, it's, YouTube is the bomb now. If they got a million views on there, you know. Yeah. Yeah. But is it some artists that you're working with?
No, it's no artists that I'm working with. And everything. No, I'm just doing my own thing, working with producers. But
there you go.
I have worked with, you know, I have worked with artists.
Okay.
That, you know, was had their name printed on everything. Okay. You know, like,
that's right.
You
know, but that's greater because you getting with producers is what you need and more music.
Yes.
I forgot. I have a co-host which you met that was on the phone talking loud when you called. That was you called when you was talking loud.
No.
Oh, okay. Who was that called? The 818 number, Brian.
No, I don't have an 818.
Remember when you could answer the phone? Who was that?
Yeah, that was her letting me know that she was at the game.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, it was three people on the phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so anyways, he could ask you a question. I act like he ain't here sometime. You know what I'm saying, Brian? Talk to her for two more minutes, man.
Okay,
we
for sure.
We got a little more time.
Well, you know, Say Thomas, that's my folks. So how did you get hooked up with 4U Entertainment?
Oh, well, you know, it was through Mars Republic, my label and everything. They introduced me to them, you know, letting them know, letting me know of me finding out with, you know, their entertainment and everything, the radio and all that.
Right.
And then they ended up, you know, coming and helping, you know,
helping
and
out,
supporting, which was amazing and everything.
That's cool.
It was a big
That's
help fun. And everything. And I thank you guys
for
your entertainment and Shay Thomas.
That's so. Right. Go on here, Brian. Go on with another. I talked to her for 20 minutes.
Okay, now you got writing skills too. So,
oh, you know.
See?
So some of the songs that you wrote, which ones do you like pretty much the most that you wrote?
See, Brian got the good questions. That's why I got him here. I'm just here to act stupid.
And your inspiration?
I would say Radio. On my EP, will you guys check it out? Radio and Palm Trees.
Okay.
And For My City. Those are the three main ones because Radio, it explains, you know, someone feeling like, you know, not being, you know, I guess being turned off and turned on when the other person feel like they want to and, you know, having them feeling like a radio.
Right.
I like, dang, I ain't never, this little girl is the bomb.
Yeah, she know what's going
Don't
on.
Don't be mad when I flip the hook with the word radio. I didn't talk about this. I like that. That's like a relationship you're talking about, right?
Yeah, like, you know,
like you just treat
or anyone.
Like, anyone, period. Oh, yeah, people,
like
period.
A radio.
No, that's true. You know? People do that too more than me. I don't even, you know, stupid.
Never going to really understand.
But, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, wow. Come on, Brian. Come on. Was you finished?
Oh, no. And, you know, for my city.
Yeah,
it's an anthem for my city, you know, repping West LA
that's
everything.
Love.
And Palm Trees
is,
of course, you know, showing that LA type of city of angels of the palm, you know, palm trees.
I was going to ask you that, and you described them all. She's going to point. Go on, Brian, give her one more.
Okay.
And we're going to go to her track.
Throw it at me, Brian.
And I might not get rid of her yet.
What is the hardest things that you've come across, obstacles, you know, to, I guess you could say, try to keep you down, but you keep motivated and keep pushing? So what obstacles have you come across?
Something that stopped you from being discouraged, basically.
Right,
there
definitely.
You got me.
Right.
Oh, you got to get your words from the wife.
Oh, yeah, I got to hear.
Yeah, I forgot about your words from the wife. We're going to do that next.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's a lot of obstacles in life.
Okay.
So
talking that mic, mama.
Oh, yeah, okay. So I was getting into it.
That's okay. You was thinking.
Yeah. Right. So the obstacles that I can say, I would definitely say, you know, some, you know, I guess some feedback and everything and all that, obstacles, you know, me trying to, like, you know, work on that and all that. And I would say performance, like, you know, momentum on stage and everything.
Okay. Right.
You know, have that?
Well, yeah, I know I'm getting that and everything, of course.
Oh, girl, just call me. I'll help you with that. I'll show you.
But that was just, you know, some obstacles have, you know, definitely come and all that.
That's right.
Okay.
But how do you overcome it?
I'm getting through it.
So how do you not be discouraged by it?
You know, pray to God and everything. Have family on my side, some good supporters, people, positive people around me.
Hey.
And just, you know,
and that's
mindset.
What does it. That's cool. Just what does
Get
it. Positive
it.
People. And Brian has a word for the day.
Oh,
so
yeah.
While she's, we're going to go to her track.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
No, we're going to do your words. Yeah, we're going to go to her track. Sorry about that. Introduce your track.
Okay.
Did you put it up yet? Introduce your track right quick.
All
right,
you guys. This is I Got That Dough featuring your girl, Kamani. Let's get into it. Damn. Look at my ice, look at my gold, look what I rolled through.
Y'all don't know, y'all ain't cold, y'all some igla. I got dough, y'all in snow like y'all don't know. Send me a Bentley, send me a Mars, send me a Range Rover. Got more missions, my dough missions. Y'all don't know, y'all go broke, y'all wasted dough on coke missions. I'm too vicious, rhyme around, send on my millions. See what whoop a man, all my thumbs, they shine different. Y'all no brains, not funny like so plain. But I fly high and I all around when I switch lanes. I got that dough, I got that dough, I got that dough. I got that dough, I got that dough, I got that dough. Look at my ice, look at my goal, look what I roll through. Y'all don't know, y'all ain't cold, y'all some igloo. I got dough, y'all in snow like y'all don't know. Send me a Bentley, send me a Mars, send me a Range Rover. Everybody know me, everybody hungry, everybody call for it. Call for 1-1-1-2-3, it's like they know for it. Got that double cup, your double cup for you fofos. And y'all the leaned out, but I stay yo, cause I got dough. Got dough. I got dough, got dough, cause I got dough. Got that double cup, your double cup for you fofos. And y'all that leaned out, but I stay up, cause I got dough. Look how I came, look what I saw, look what I conquered. Y'all ain't left, y'all ain't seen, y'all imposters. I see it, I like it, I buy it right off of the lot. You just went to shop. I was thinking about buying a house that's over the ocean and floating on rocks. Y'all no brains, not funny like so plain. But I fly high and I all around when I switch lanes. I got that dough, I got that dough, I got that dough. I got that dough, I got that dough, I got that dough. Look at my ice, look at my goal, look what I roll through. Y'all don't know, y'all ain't cold, y'all some igloo. I got dough, y'all in snow like y'all don't know. Send me a Bentley, send me a Mars, send me a Range Rover. Everybody know me, everybody hungry, everybody call for it. Call for 1-1-1-2-3, it's like they know for it. Got that double cup, your double cup for you fofos. And y'all that leaned out, but I stay up, cause I got dough. Got dough, cause I got dough. Got dough, cause I got dough. Got that double cup, your double cup for you fofos. And y'all that leaned out, but I stay up, cause I got dough. I got that dough, I got that dough. I got that dough, I got that dough, I got that dough.
Hey, I got that dough, I got that dough. Give me my dough, give me my dough, give me my dough. Hey, y'all, big salute again to my man, my brother, man, Jason, coming out here from Florida, man, to visit Screaming Bossy and come on the show. I had him booked when I was at the Hollywood studio. I was about to charge him an arm and a leg because all that money it cost to be there. And then, fortunately, I didn't have to. And then I was at another little wax studio. And now I'm at a bomb studio. Yeah, I said it. Morris Media. Shouts out to Mr. Morris. I love you, Mr. Morris. Couldn't forget that. You been about to let me forget.
Mr. Morris.
So we're going to get straight to... We're going to keep my little mama on the thing. Kamani chilling with us and stuff. She's going to learn about the law of attraction because I asked her about it. And she was like, a little. So I want her to learn something. So she came by herself and she ain't got a rush to go. You got a little boyfriend to go meet your husband or anybody? Mm-hmm. Girlfriend or something?
I do got a little boo thing.
Oh, what time?
Oh, no, I don't got to meet nobody.
Okay, cool.
No.
So you're going to learn about the law of attraction. How to keep
I would love to.
So you can keep the vibes right with you and him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And be a positive person. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I like.
Yeah, and if he's just negative, you're going to get rid of him and stay positive. And the universe going to see somebody positive. So anyways, Brian, she mentioned something about family and stuff and her support.
Yeah.
And I know you had a word from the wise Dan. You mentioned to me it was something about something about something.
Yeah.
So let's get my man, Brian, y'all, my ride or die, my Tupac love lady, park in the building. I'm just playing, y'all. Let's give Brian a hand clap. You know what I'm saying? And I want to thank him so much for his words and his kindness. Wow, I'm crazy and we dropping juice at the same time. Brian, what's your words from the wise for the people today? Everybody used to say this at the RMC.
Yeah.
Open your ears, your heart, and your mind.
Right.
And your behind.
There you go. All right. Brian Williams for words from the wise. My word for this week is family. Family isn't always about the people in your life who are relatives. It's about the people in your life who want you to be in their lives. It's about the people in your life who accept you for what you are, support you in the things you do, and no matter what, they are there for you. It's the people in your life who love you, respect you, and who can depend on you. Now that's family. You want to come into my life?
the door is open. You want to get out of my life? The door is open. Just one request. Don't stand in the door. You're blocking traffic.
Whoa. Go on, Brian.
What we bring
that's
to life.
That's blocking them.
Yep. What we bring to life becomes our life. Mm. I'm Brian Williams with Words from the Wise.
You know what? That was my other word. Yeah, let's get that hand clap. That's right. Oh. We got to start doing that at your worst in the wise, Brian. There you go. See, little mama kept referring to you. Going to copy that.
Right.
Now I'm on, y'all. This is where we got it from. Her, not the poetry stuff. But look at this. Before I forget my dang on thought. Okay. You was on point. That was my other, was the four different types of love.
Right.
I want to talk about the passionate love because I like passionate stuff and the man. But that other word I was going to use was kind of similar to that.
So,
yeah, and about the unconditional love, you know, that you have for a person, you know, not right. judgmental and all of that type of stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay, sure. Cool. That's what I'm talking about. Shoot. Mm-hmm. So you got your words from the wise, y'all. Again, the number, because we're going to talk. That's why I got Brian here, so I'm going to talk to myself and just, you know, just y'all. And we got Lil Mama over there chilling. And we got my brother yeah. Jason out here from Florida. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Just sitting and chilling with us today. So if y'all want to call us, I'm very open to it. 323-293-3375. And once again, I will repeat that number. It's 323-293-3375. Hey, y'all, give me a call. Just because I sound on a date no more, I mean, y'all dudes can't call. Who? Hold on. Bossy's boobies. Oh,
Bossy's boobies.
Y'all.
In the
you had
house.
To move the thing. I had to bump. Jason, it got hard now. So, anyways, law of attraction was my topic for today. So I was asking y'all to call in and all that stuff. Put that dang on phone on volume on down. See, I didn't give her the lesson because she came. Give me back my dip land.
Oh, no.
I'm just there. So anyways, y'all, law of attraction. I wanted to speak on that. I know this Nuwapian head. He's a Nuwapian over here. I'm like the comedic knowledge. It's just the same. We like the same stuff. We look up in that camera, get your butt up to there. There you go. Stop looking at the mic like she the titty. You want to look there. You know what I'm saying? Up there, Jason. Y'all can't have Jason head down because he got a hat on. So just excuse me. Jason already know I was going to bully him before the show started. So the law of attraction, y'all, basically, instead of me talking about what it is, you know what the law of attraction is? Let me let you talk in the mic, and then you ain't got to keep telling you to kick your head up like I'm Tupac or something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, go on and talk to the people, well, Jason.
To me, what the law of attraction is speaking things into existence, whether it be positive or negative.
Yes, it is. Keep going. And what else? Can you elaborate more a little bit?
Well, for me, the main thing is stating positive affirmations. If you got goals or aspirations, you know, to just state that to yourself constantly. You got to
yes,
be confident.
Yes, and that's what it's about, what affirmations. There
even,
you go.
Right. Even if other people doubt what you say, you still got to be confident about yourself.
Yes, there you go. You acting woke now. Come on. And you know, I'm going to say something real quick, and I want you to keep you know, adding to it. And Brian, people and their thoughts are both made from pure energy. And through the process of like energy, attracting like energy, a person can improve their own health, wealth, and personal relationships. Hey, I read y'all without messing up. I was messing up on my word for the day early. So definitely we can improve thinking alike. And you know, I'm with you. You know, we're thinking opposite. It's ain't no opposites attract. It's not gonna work. It's gonna be conflict. I'm with you. We thinking like it's all stars and Mars, like the label she on Mars, right? Yeah. Right. See, I threw that in there. Yeah. You know, me and Brian is in heaven. We touching the universe,
right?
And he like, y'all need to stop. I'm getting jealous, girl. You too hot. You know what I'm saying? That kind of love.
That's right.
So you got it. And then as far as friends. You know what I'm saying? You, my friend, you get on my nerves, but I really love you. But I got to stay away from your energy, but I keep giving you chance after chance.
Okay.
You want to make it sound like I'm the wrong. I'm going to get away from you. You, my friend, we like 420. We both got red eyes, man. We is the bomb. Like, we get along good. I'm going to just keep you close to me because it's always love. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, Brian, what you want to say about the law of attraction? And I'm going to go back to you, Jason.
Well, you know, with the law of attraction also, it's all about positivity too. Because if you stay around positive people, that's going to bring positive into your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to definitely want to stay around positivity. And, you know, when you think of something, that law of attraction, you know, whether you want some good health or whether you need some money in your life or you're missing a lost person in your family, just think about them. You know, mm-hmm. they'll come your way.
Real talk. And you know what? That's true. And you know, like, you think of people sometime and then you end up seeing them, they end up calling you. It's like, you know, definitely. What else? You with No Mama? So are you getting an idea of this law of attraction
now? Yeah, I'm definitely getting an idea.
And what are you getting out of it?
Okay, well, you know, I'm getting that. It definitely comes with, you know, positivity and everything, having that, you know, income, outcome and all that.
Like we was talking about earlier.
Right. Yeah,
and
which
me on
is,
that same level.
Yeah, and you know, I guess what you feed out in the universe, if you know, if you want to, you know, change the universe, you have to change yourself and everything.
There you go.
It's just, you know, positive and everything.
There you go.
I like it. I like
and you
it.
You can't
it's
change
humble.
People. You change yourself. You feel me? But you, the key word, in case people wondering what the universe, I had worked at this job at the convention center, and I was like, I had a toothache, and I was like, oh, universe instead of Jesus or Buddha or whoever, right? So this sister, black woman, older woman says, universe, I ain't never heard anybody say that. Like, she had an attitude.
What?
And divine creator of all, okay? And I said, so if I would have said Jesus or, you know, Buddha or something, you would have been like, why are you even like, you know, I just had to mention that. So the point of me saying that was what it was. For those who is like, why are they saying universe? They ain't saying Jesus' name. They ain't giving it Jesus in Jesus' name. Be quiet. Because the universe was here before any of this anything or any of this anything we talking about and anything and anywhere it was thought of. It was the universe and the stars. The Orion's belt. Go Google that and you can go see it right still in the sky at night. Three pyramids connected to the Egypt, right? The three pyramids connected to three stars in the Orion belt connected to three pyramids in Egypt, right? But I see it right here in the hood of L.A. Mm-hmm. So the universe, moral of the story. Go look up the universe. You feel me? Get off your Jesus and your gods and your religious tips. Go look up spirituality. Get deep with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Metaphysics. Like, stop listening to what your preacher telling you and go figure this stuff out on your own and learn more about the law of attraction. You know what I'm saying? We attract what we want. I'm gangsta, I'm hood. That don't mean I want a gangsta hood, man. So sometimes I try to, you know, be sophisticated and all. I'm really ladylike when I'm with a guy that my guys and I deal with. I'm not a hard gangster. I'm only hard on the dudes that I don't be wanting. Yeah, but I'm with the ones I love. I'm a passionate love. Your porn star, your dick.
A lot more vulnerable. A lot more vulnerable.
Leo, I like nasty a little bit. I just ain't doing no threesome. I just ain't doing no threesome with you, baby. We could get nasty. Oh, so anyways. See, now I'm going to try some good. Okay, so yeah, anyways, y'all know I got to go into my spills. But just saying that to say, you know, you are what you attract, you know, and if we track, we think about money or we think about, oh, man, I ain't going to never this. Or, even if you're in school, man, I can't never pass the test. Stop thinking you can't never pass it and you going to pass it.
True.
Be like, I'm going to pass this test. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'll pass this test. They say I am.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Speaking, I was at this job and they was trying to get me to say something I wanted, something that I kept saying what I wanted to do.
Right.
They were trying to make me say I am, like speak it now. And I'm starting to learn all this stuff. So, Jason, back to you, because this is my intelligent brother off of the social media, Facebook. It's my Facebook brother for years. Major supporter, like I said, on social media since I had Facebook. So, definitely appreciate him coming out here. What else would you like to add? Is there some type of experience? Actually, let's do that. So to keep talking about the word and what it means, let's all tell a slight experience we've had with some type of law of attraction by you knowing the meaning. What type of experience have you had slightly? Like, make it a couple of minutes. Oh, hold on. 323-293-3375. Y'all don't want to talk about it? Keep listening. We live, MorrisMedia.com. MorrisMediaLive.com. Excuse me. We live Facebook, Carmen Corsi, Screaming Palsy, Global Streetway. We live everywhere, y'all. And we on iTunes podcast when before I just upload this stuff when we get through. But y'all stay tuning in to Global Streetwave. And I need y'all to call in, man. Real talk. Go on ahead, Jason. Now, what is an experience with some law of attraction with anything in life?
Okay. One of the experiences I had was looking for work.
Okay.
Like, instead of telling myself, oh, man, there's no jobs out there, or, you know, it's just, it's too hard. I can't do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mainly tell myself, I can find work. You know, it's work out there.
That's right.
So, as I keep that in my mind, it makes it more easier for me to be able to find work.
See? Mm-hmm. Because you're not thinking that it's not there. You know what I'm saying? Which is so true. Brian, what's an experience that you'd like to share with us with the law of attraction? Thank you for making that short, because that was a good.
Well, you know, like I remember one night, my hand was itching really, 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 you know, really, really bad, you know. So I said,
which one, the right or the left?
my left hand.
Okay.
And so then what happened was that some sis told me to get up, throw some clothes on, go out to drive out to the casino down in like San Diego.
It was really bad like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, oh, it's real bad. Yeah, but I made sure I didn't itch it so I don't lose that feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, okay. Keep going. I'm glad I asked that question. Okay.
Yeah, so then when I got down to the casino and stuff like that, you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'm down here at Barona Casino. And I was thinking about some money. Like, I felt a bunch of money in my hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down on this little penny machine, put this $20 bill in, and bang, you know, I got the bonus. My bonus, I got to pick these boxes. I ended up going to the highest round, which was the 3rd round, and I made it all the way to the very last pick. I ran out of picks. Lady next to me is telling me, hey, if you get this last pick on this bonus right here,
okay.
She said, not only do you get the top bonus, it was like 10 jackpots on the machine.
Okay.
So she said, if you get this last pick on the right one, you get all 10 jackpots on the machine.
Mm.
So I closed my eyes for 10 minutes, you know, a lot of traction, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I said, I'm going to get this money.
Okay.
So then what happened?
I got that. I got that.
So,
you're on point.
Right. So my right hand started to say, pick this box. But then I said to myself, no, hold up. You know what? I ain't got nothing but one pick left. What I'm going to do is I'm going to close my eyes. And where my hand land, my left hand dropped it on the screen. That was the one.
Wow. So and what did you win?
$96,000.
Shut up. When was this?
It's like about 4 years ago.
Oh, you better not have said 4 months ago and then take me nowhere, too. Bought me a new car. Thank you, Freeway Rick Ross, for this damn going and follow. I need a new car. Who would have bought me a new car? Go Street Waves looking for car donations. And I ain't no nonprofit. Just give it to me. Charity or something. Not donations. Cash for donations.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get mine. And I was thinking as you was talking, I'm going to make it real short. And I don't think I'm going to cry for y'all because I'm able to tell this story without crying. Okay. I have a scar right here on my side. Y'all could barely probably see it. I had a kidney removed. And all because I believed that I would be healed. And at that time, before I started believing in hieroglyphics and Egyptian stuff and aliens and stuff, I was a Jesus freak. I used to get people baptized in Jesus' name. So the Global Street Wave, you had Soul Warner Productions at the time, Warner Public Access.
Okay.
Before I forget my story, I had believed that I would be healed. So what had happened was everybody on the porch over there hustling. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, I was sick and it was getting worse and worse. And I'm like, dang, who, like, I was watching church and something in my head.
Right.
Thyroid eye pineal gland, something in my head told me. I listened. And that's part of law of attraction. It said you need prayer.
Right.
So, you know, it's a Christian faith. You know, even if, so I didn't know in the Christian Bible, it says when you are sick, go to the elder and get prayer.
Right.
And I didn't even know that. So I called my auntie. I'm going to call somebody, you know, that don't be on the porch with us and all this dang, you know, farms and stuff. Who in the family don't, you know, is on? So I called my auntie and Retta, rest in peace.
Okay.
My cousin Chinook, Teresa, took me on Florence and Normandy to Pastor Ellis. And the moral of the story is, I went to the man and he was like, he read Mark 5:25, the one with the issue of blood, seen by many doctors, steady getting better, got worse. Uh-oh, I can feel it try to come, y'all.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's my little testimony I'm trying to give y'all in the midst of the law of attraction. My eyes water. Thank you, universe. That's why I'm still here. Y'all don't understand me, but you're going to do it one day. So, moral of the story, he asked that I believe that I'd be healed.
Right.
But in the midst of him reading the scripture, the one with the issue of blood, now mind you, I have been sick. I just had a kidney infection, y'all. I was neglected for like 4 months, so my kidney died. I had poison in my back. I had to get it drained out. When I found out I was sick at Cedars-Sinai, then I had to get surgery. So I almost actually died from a kidney infection.
Wow.
And all that to say, right before that can even look up in the camera. I know I'm talking. I can look up in my camera.
Right
before that can, you know, really affect me detrimentally, and my son was one. So thank God I wasn't pregnant with him.
Right.
It would have been an either-or decision, or maybe, I don't know, but... You know, the whole point is I believed, even with my Jesus faith. I do all this talking, hieroglyphics, queens, and all this stuff, and all of that, y'all. But Jesus then, to me, had healed me. Because I believed, and something told me to go get prayer.
Right, there
so
you go.
Because I had listened to something in my mind.
Right.
Tell me to do something.
Okay.
And I believed. Now, I could have not even been a Jesus freak. I could have been nobody's freak, nobody's faith or no religion, and just listen to something in my head say, baby, go to a church where you ain't been in forever or never and get prayer.
Because,
you know, in the Bible, they say the man Christ, Jesus, whatever y'all want to call him, Yeshua and all that, he healed even non-believers.
Right.
So definitely when the pineal gland is your third eye conscience, tell you, oh, when something telling you in a soft voice or when you ain't listening, it might hit you hard because they be hollering at me sometimes. That's why I be hollering at y'all. But like if something's telling you, don't do that, you know, go that way.
Right.
Or some might say, get up, go to the store. And you might bump right into somebody you know.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's true. Hey, one more last story. Right. Nigga, brother in the hood swept my son.
Okay.
And I was like, dang, I told him to show me the cars. He's trying to show me a car on the internet, y'all. Uh-huh. Sitting at the house chilling, doing something on the phone or something, promoting too hard. Something said, get up, go to the store.
Okay.
So I walked to the 99 cent store. I seen that dang on Monte Carlo. A black one.
Okay.
Coming out the parking lot, I was on the phone with the DWP, y'all, probably trying to get an extension. I told that lady, you know what, so she answered that phone. I walked out that door, I said, I'm going to call you right back. I walked up on that car, and a brother from the Thumbs over there, I said, hey, you know such and such, because I know who house he was at.
Right.
He said, yeah. I caught him called Slip, and I said, you see the little boy with the little hair? Yeah, that's my son. I said, he's not a gangbanger, you know it. Don't sweat him.
Right.
And then I talked what I told him. I walked away. He said, all right, mom. So auntie or some crap like that. Yeah. But the point was, I told my son, guess what?
Uh-huh.
I seen the dudes that freaking tried to sweat you when you was walking down the street and tried to follow you. This was like a couple years ago.
Right.
So the law of attraction on that was the point, because y'all like, boss, you just be talking. Something made me get up, go to the store, and I was a determined mother, not a father. I was a determined mother.
Right.
That guy in a Mephrodite. I was a determined mother. To find out what Negro in the hood was messing with my son. See, whether you in the hood, black women, or not, them boys are still a target. And that wasn't the point about the law of attraction. So you can move out the hood all you want, really, because I hear about a lot of brothers, they move out the hood, out the state, and be getting popped still.
Right.
So, you know, it's about, again, us teaching our kids how to not only survive life, but be positive with their energy.
That's right.
Because they get put in this bubble and they get protected.
For sure.
Oh, hallelujah. Now I feel Christian-y. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. What other names is in Nuwapian? What y'all call Jesus in Nuwapian?
Well, they say horrors, but we don't.
Oh, okay. You like what I like. What?
Finish, but we
what
don't I like really to put too much emphasis on it.
Exactly. I've been putting it on me and my spirit. I'm the Christ. I'm going to save you. I'll save you, baby. I got that sexual healing. Hey, that's part of the law of attraction.
Yeah.
I got sexual healing. Can't y'all see my smile? No, I'm just playing. So, who want to take the road? We about to get out of here, y'all. I think I talked to him. Okay, we got 5 minutes. So we got 5 minutes. That's cool. Okay. Before Bossy ended. We're going to get out of here on the track. I don't know. Did Porges get that track? Did I ever get to Porges that track, that Screaming Bossy track? Okay, good. So what I'm going to do before we go, y'all, we talked about the law of attraction. We didn't even need no callers because y'all needed to hear my testimony. You know what I'm saying? About my kidney. You know what I'm saying? I'm still here on earth today, y'all, and I'm just happy to be here. You know what I'm saying? So when y'all see me acting a fool and whatever you think, and she's just so happy. She just always got all this humor. And I'm living life. Understand, I don't have to be here. My son could have been raising himself because my granny had died in 03. My mama cool, though. She would, but, you know, my son, he wouldn't have his mama from the age of one on up. He got his mama. Okay? And he made her mama look good. So I'm very thankful to be here. You know what I'm saying? And thanks to the law of attraction and that I listen. And you have to have a gift of discernment. That's quick to understanding and being able to, you know, be able to understand. But that wasn't what I was going to say. So this brother, Jason, he's from, where you from, Jason?
Miami, Florida.
Okay, and Jason does music too. We're going to give our quick shout outs and all that. We're going to make sure we end it now. We're going to end it now so we can play this track. Jason got this track. Sound kind of country a little bit.
Yeah.
A little Midwest, down south. I had to kind of get used to it. I ain't going to lie. Because Jason, he ain't no, I'm from LA.
Yeah.
You know what you say, gangster rap?
Right.
He not no gangster rapper. He like that, what I said? Knowledge. No, not the knowledge. Oh, you super into the knowledge. It's not that part.
Yeah.
Oh, he going to spit that. No, not that part. The down south. What else? Bun B. That track remind me of that type of Bun B like. But it's dope. He made a track for Bossy. Talking about Screaming Bossy. So before we get out of here, we're going to play this track. But we're going to do our shout outs first. So we're not going to go to the track yet, y'all. We're going to end on the track that my brother made, Bossy, a personal track for herself. And I'm going to go start down there, little mama. We're going to give our shout outs.
Sure.
And I'm going to give y'all your last thanks and all that. You know, hold tight. We got Kamani. Let's give her a hand clap. Thank this little queen for being positive, being productive, and doing something with her life, not out here, you know, lost the drugs, and even if you had a child, take care of it. So we can't knock that. Don't be bringing out the baby and killing the poor babies. I'd have like 20 kids, y'all, if I'd have kept all them damn babies.
Okay.
Ooh, Lord, forgive me. Jesus, Horus, and everybody. I'm just playing. So anyways, little mama, give your shout outs to your people. You're going to get yours. You're going to get yours. And I'm going to close out this show.
All right. Well, I definitely want to give a huge shout out to my label, independent label Mars Republic, and For You Entertainment, Shay Thomas, all the listeners that, you know, came and listened today, well, you know, on the show. And I want to give a shout out to Global.
Streetway.
I
got your back. Everybody be confused.
Yeah, and to my family for being supportive and everything, and God.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, darling. Go on, Jason.
I'd like to give a shout out to my family. I'd like to give a shout out to all the United Nuwapians worldwide. I want to give a shout out to Bossy and Global Street Wave. And I like to give a shout out.
I distracted him. He like, wait a minute. You said Bossy, I start gang banging. I'm hood.
I like to give a shout out to just living life and being positive.
That's
and productive.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. To the law of attraction. Right. That's mm-hmm. right. Go on. Oh, you know what? Shouts are going ahead, Brian, and I'm gonna end it.
So
my Facebook was popping. I
give
it.
A shout out to Shay Thomas Before You Entertainment. Kamani for coming on the show today, and to my fam that came out to my birthday party, LeGrand. And everybody just came out, you know, love, much love, peace, and soul, and my Soul Train family.
That's, I knew I was going to say that. Abdul, Royal, Hazel, Shay, Danny, Swift Tracks, Robin, it's a whole bunch of y'all I can't see. Thank you, Royal, for telling me I look awesome, baby. I did it for y'all. And now an attractive, okay, in that dough, track that dough. Hey,
thank you,
Shay said now we got to track that dough. So on that note, y'all got to track that dough right quick. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, y'all. We are every other Thursday. I was wrong with the second and fourth. We are every other, excuse me, darn it, every other Tuesday. Morris Media Live. I just love RMC so much. Y'all miss that place. Morris Media Live, y'all know. Check us out every other Tuesday. Yep. Global Streetway, man. Peace, love, hair grease, law of attraction. Y'all go look it up. E-R-O-S, word of the day. Go look it up. We love y'all. Thank you.
I'm screaming bossy when I'm riding on the west side. I'm screaming bossy when I'm riding on the west side. I'm screaming bossy when I'm riding on the west side. West coast, yes, I'm in California, love. I'm screaming bossy when I'm riding on the west side. I'm screaming bossy when I'm riding on the west side. I'm screaming bossy when I'm riding on the west side. West coast, yes, I'm in California, love. I'm screaming bossy, and you know I'm down with it. Don't stop, get it, nigga. I'm from Carroll City, the nitty gritty streets of Miami. But now I'm screaming bossy. I'm out hitting California. It's a dirty south, West Coast connection. I'm your shining armor. Yeah, I'm your protection. I'm out hitting Compton. I'm out hitting Inglewood. I'm screaming bossy in each and every single hood. I'm omnipotent. Yeah, I'll be everywhere. East Coast, West Coast, the Midwest, the dirty, dirty Carroll City, Opa-locka. I'm screaming bossy. Liberty City, Overtown, Covenant Grove. I'm screaming bossy. I'm screaming bossy in the MIA. I'm screaming bossy out here in South Central LA. I'm screaming bossy everywhere I go on Global Street Wave Radio, in the studio and in the video. So you better stay in your lane, or we gon' bring the rain, or we gon' bring the fire, or we gon' bring the flame, flame. When that new nine is my name, name. Yeah, I'm from the dirty, dirty end. You know I'm about it. I'm screaming bossy when I'm riding on the west side. I'm screaming bossy when I'm riding on the west side. I'm screaming bossy when I'm riding on the west side. West coast, yes, I'm in California, love. I'm screaming bossy when I'm riding.